Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Crazy, that's
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today I have with us a very special guest. Now, she comes from the world of hair extensions. She's a hair entrepreneur, and it is my honor to bring to the show for the very first time, Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, absolutely. Listen, we're going to jump right on in, Linda C. When we say hairpreneur, we are really talking about the entrepreneurs who are in the hair and beauty industry. And as part of this brand new limited hair radio series called The Ground Up, it's quite remarkable because this is one of the first that I've ever heard of, a regular broadcast all about hair and entrepreneurship. So, again, welcome to the broadcast, Linda C. from New Jersey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so jumping on in. Now, let's talk about your business first. Tell everybody about your hair extension business.
Well, my hair extension business, I could literally say started in the basement of my home. I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, with the overhead and everything. So I started home only because it was more personal to me. And to be honest with you, it was a friend who introduced me into the hair extension business. I actually been wearing hair extensions all my life. From the age of 13.
I want to make sure I heard that correctly, Linda C. Did you say that you've been wearing hair extensions from the... I thought Brandy set a record, but no, move on over, Miss Brandy, from, when she was in the Moesha stage, just for you young folks out there.
Yes, I remember Brandy.
Yeah, so you've been wearing hair extensions since the age of 13?
Yes, I grew up in East Orange, so I used to go
East
to
Orange,
the hair,
New Jersey, that is.
East Orange, yes. New Jersey, yes, yes, right by Brick Church.
Okay.
And I don't know who's familiar with that, but it's a very popular area.
Well, I'm familiar. I graduated from Scott High School.
Right,
I'm raising my hand. if you heard of Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick,
yes,
and all that, then
well,
that's East
exactly. I think Naughty by Nature was on Halsted, and I was on South Clinton. So that's where I grew up. So I used to walk to the hair extension place with one of my girlfriends, and she used to do hair. And it was just kind of like something that she used to try the hair extensions on me because she wanted to be, you know, a cosmetologist. So I was kind of like her guinea pig. So she would braid my hair. Sometimes she would do sew-ins, and sometimes, and back then, remember, the big thing was gluing your hair.
Yes.
So we were very big on gluing hair, and my father always used to say, your hair's going to fall out. I said, well, at least if my hair falls out, I have my extensions. Nobody will know that's not my hair. So she used to hot comb it, press it down, and, you know, glue the extensions on there. And this is how I started, you know, loving the hair. And every time there was something new that came out, I have to have it. And whether I would beg my mom to say, okay, mom, you know, she said, well, you need to save your birthday money in order to buy those extensions. And back then, the extensions were like $10, $20.
Nice.
And this is before I would put in quotations, human hair was a big thing. It was more so synthetic. And if it was human hair, you know it wasn't, you know, human hair because, you know, of the texture. But to us, right, that was human hair. And so I used to just wear it all the time, and I felt so beautiful. And back then, I didn't get a perm, to be honest with you, till I was probably 15. So by me hiding under that weave, and I felt like a different person, and I absolutely love it. It brought a whole other side of me, and it was the confidence. And you know, growing up with being 13, 14, it's a lot of pressure. So having that, your mom didn't let you perm your hair, everybody in your class perm your hair. So I kind of felt like I was now, you know, accepted, you know. And
wow.
But, I mean, as a young girl, you don't realize how beautiful you are just because – you know, whether you have hair extensions or not. So, I mean, I grew to love it. I grew to, I feel naked without it at times. And I kind of, you know, at times I would say, you know what, one day I'm going to have my own business where I could show women how to properly take care of their hair and how, yes, you don't always have to have your natural hair. You can do a protective hairstyle with hair extensions, and it doesn't have to break your pockets. Or because I know I used to spend a fortune on my hair, and I used to live when I get that birthday money, or, you know, in our Caribbean household, we didn't get allowance. We got money. When we got money, it was just for special occasions. And my special occasion was to save that money to buy my hair extension. And
wow,
that's what I look forward to. So, I mean, you know, I like, even for my prom, I have pictures. I was actually looking at them the other day. I had a little short bob. And my mom said, was that your hair? I said, no, that were hair extensions. And I said, do you remember so-and-so sewed that to my hair? She says, oh, my gosh, you've been wearing it for so long. But you know what? It's part of my life. And I love it. I embrace it, you know, every day. And I want to put it out there for other women to see, you know, that you can build a business. And I had this dream since I was a young child, you know, and
wow,
I didn't know that I wanted to specifically, you know, do that, but it was something to say that I wish I had a store like this when I would go. And you know, a lot of times they were Korean owners, so you would
right,
go in, and I would say, you know what, I would do this differently. So I wanted, so that became my vision, and I would have a little sticky pads and notebooks that I would say, okay, so this is what I want to do, because if I can invest my time and my money into this hair extension business, and you know what, I could leave a legacy. So this is why I started. You know, and it's with fear and laziness too, Carrie, because I am my biggest enemy. You know,
why?
Even when I was going to talk to you, I said, well, maybe he'll forget. and
no
and
such luck. We are. We
forget
are
the conversation.
No, not
so,
at all.
And
well, Linda,
so it's just a fear. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're going to have you not even think about that today. I'm loving your story. I'm loving this whole thing about the hair extensions, and not just knowing that you have started a new business that promotes, you know, hair extensions and being positive and really setting that out there in the world and as a great example. But I'm just blown away that you started so early on. And the passion kind of was there, and the seed was planted. This is was going to be your life. So, Linda,
yeah,
I want to turn to this. Now, we know this that you are definitely passionate about the hair extension business. That is clear. So, again, I told folks that you're from New Jersey, but maybe you could tell folks a little. Oh, you said East Orange, so that's where you kind
yes,
of started. But is that where you're based these days?
No, I'm out of West Orange. I moved to West Orange, I would say about Well, my parents lived here before I did, but I think when my daughter was going to seventh grade, we moved over here to West Orange.
And
but,
I've been a little bit closer to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are over there. It's not far from Montclair and all of that.
No, not at all. We walked there. Not at all.
Awesome. So now I want to know, so we kind of know a little bit about the inspiration. You kind of, we know about the passion, I should say, but I'm not quite sure about the inspiration. Did mm-hmm. you have someone who particularly inspired you?
So I used to look at pictures of Naomi Campbell all the time because back then, growing up, she was like the it model. And I knew a lot of it was her hair. And also, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember Kenya Moore on Miss USA. And I saw her and I said, you know what, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous. And I had all these other women that, you know, were in the industry. And I said, I know it's not that I'm saying it's not their hair or whatever, especially Naomi Campbell. I said, she's gorgeous. Look at that beautiful hair. So I had a lot of inspiration. And plus, I have my girlfriend who I've known for so many years. And she's also in the hair industry, but she's more so on the styling of the hair and promoting, you know, skincare. And then she said, you know what, you love this so much and you always come here to you know, to do your hair and you want it a certain way every time. You know, why don't you think about, you know, doing something with it? I said, you know what, the market is so saturated and I don't think I can survive or even put my foot through that door. And she said, well, you know, if you're not inspired to do it because you've been so passionate for, just go out and just take a chance. The worst that can happen is you don't make it the first time, but the second time around, you'll definitely push it because now you're learning what you did wrong, and then you can move forward. So, I mean, with
very
you know,
wise,
with,
very wise advice because
yes,
that is exactly correct.
It is. And, you know, I had so many. And then plus, you know, you look at the posters and you're saying that, you know, you want to look like these women. Look at their hair. They're so beautiful. And it may not at times be a positive influence because a lot of times when we look at someone's hair, we also look at their features and we think that when we do our hair, we're going to look like that. Like we're,
well, you know
and,
what,
and
though, Linda, see, that's also the idea when
yes.
marketing folks at these big hair companies and these beauty companies, when you look in the magazine, they find, like, the most beautiful person that they could find to model their
yes.
products, of course, which is it's good business sense for you
yes,
entrepreneurs, for you hairpreneurs. Of course, you want to make sure that your product is being presented the best it can be. And a part of that process, a big part of that process, is finding the models who are going
yes.
to wear those hair extensions
yes.
and wear them well. And so,
yes,
to your point, you know, for all of us, we do kind of envision ourselves. We're not just looking at the beautiful hair, you know, and your beautiful extensions, but we're imagining, oh, I guess I'm going to look just like that picture when when we get these hair extensions in. But that's
oh,
the whole idea, right?
Yes, and also it's to also inspire other women. It's, and then you look at these women who go through cancer and they go through
yes.
chemo and they lose all their hair and they say that. And I've watched one of my friends go through, and she's passed away since she had lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was going through the treatment and she had to shave her hair and she was a nurse. And she said, Linda, I didn't think how important my hair was until I had to take a razor and shave my own hair off. And she said, I felt like I lost everything. And I said, you know, hair is not everything, but it is a staple. You know, it represents our beauty, especially in the black and brown community, you know.
That's right.
And when we're put out there, It's we don't look like that, you know. And so to us, we imagine ourselves to look very different. And then we think that this hair is just the glamour. It's us. It's what makes us. It's us that makes the hair, you know.
That's right.
And
it's, that's right.
And so when she cut her hair off, someone, one of the nurses in the hospital, made her this beautiful wig to wear. So every time she got her chemo, she put her makeup on, she put a wig on, and they would look, she gave her a mirror. She said, look at you. You are the same person that walked out this door and come to work every day with that beautiful hair. So I just felt like that stayed with me because, you know, I loved her so much, and she, you know, eventually stopped fighting because she said she couldn't do it anymore. But I just felt that moment when I had to sit there and watch her shave her hair off and the emotion that it took for her to do that, because it's like everyone said, so what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. But it's part of you. You know,
well, it's
whether
part of our identity.
Yes, exactly. That is the word that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's just so many. I've been inspired by so many people, and you know, and it's like I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and so for us it was so much of getting our, you know, that big hairstyle, and then the 90s came with the braids, and then shortly we started incorporating the sew-ins and all that. So I went through that generation.
And
you
Jersey
know.
Was known as the big
oh,
hair
my
capital
goodness.
Of the country.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I had it. I mean, I have the pictures and stuff, and I look at myself. I said, what was I thinking? You know? But at that time, you know, that was it. And
that
so, you know, I just want to pay that forward, you know, and to have that type of business where I'm not just selling hair extension. I want you to feel like this is your beauty, you know, whether you choose to be, and I'm not knocking anyone that has natural hair, because I have natural hair, you know, and I say to myself, when I take my extensions off, yes, I feel a weight lift. It has been lifted off my shoulders.
Literally.
And then I get my hair blown out. I'm like, I miss my hair. So I go next week to the hair salon. Like, can you just sew it back in? And she said to me, I know you were going to come back. You weren't going to keep it out that long. So it's just that it becomes part of us, you know.
Well, I'm loving this. Folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very special episode, I have to say, and a very special interviewee. It's my honor to really have her on the broadcast. This is the very first time ever. Her name is Linda C., and we call you a hairpreneur, Linda. You have a wonderful hair extensions business that you have launched out of New Jersey, and this is really for everyone. And I love how you're connecting, literally connecting the hair with what it takes to get started, and your advice today and all that wonderful good stuff when you are getting your business going literally from the ground up. So
yes.
Linda, welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Linda, see everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great
so
to
excited.
Have you with us. Yes, well, listen, speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about taking the first steps as a hairpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what, you know, and what I loved a moment ago, you talked about being kind of pushed on your friends, you know, just go ahead and do it. What's the worst
yeah.
case that could possibly happen? And I love that because that is so important. But what's one of the first steps? And I'll tell you as well, I believe one of the first steps, of course, you need my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yes.
That's the first step. That's number one. And we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, mm-hmm. One of the big things that you want to do, and I always tell folks to do this as well, take about, I say about four, between 4 and 10 websites of the type of business that you kind of envision yourself, you know, to be, or that you see yourself eventually being or becoming, if you will. And that is, you know, you're not copying. We don't want to say copying because you're not copying. We're using this as we were talking a little bit about motivation and inspiration and all that good stuff. Let this kind of, you know, inspire you and kind of put you on the path to kind of knowing how you want the, you know, your business to kind of be, you know, put out there for the general public. So does that make sense, Linda, in terms of...
Yes,
like,
it does, business? Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important. Social media, the internet. So these are
yeah.
some things that should play a part in, you know, and how to move forward. What are some of the other first things? What's one of the biggest things that you have done or you're looking forward to tackling as part of your hair extensions business?
Well, definitely getting my website up, because that is
yes.
something that is in the back burner, But literally, because it's, I find my most difficult task that I find is that finding, you know, getting true and live women for pictures, meaning that I just don't want to just take any picture of a model. I really want you to have that experience that that girl next door that you can connect with, not just, you know, this girl that you've seen on every single magazine or every single hair website, or if you go looking for, you know, those, what is it? I forgot the name of the website where you go and grab the pictures. I want natural, like real women. And not to say they're not real women, but the girl next door that you would sell your hair extension to. So at times it is difficult. That's one of my challenges, that trying to build a website that is genuine, you know.
Well,
that,
you know
that,
what? One of the biggest things, just to jump right on in on there, because this is one of the big items that I have always talked with folks who are just kind of, you know, starting their business. And that is that when it comes to, like, a type of business that you have in which you're doing a hair extensions business, it's my suggestion is this, and this is also for the folks who have just opened up salons and barbershops even, but and to you, it sounds like you're interested in organic pictures.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's the thing. And with that in mind, what I would suggest is to create and organize a photo shoot. So you want to begin to coordinate, and in Linda's case, she is already represented by the amazing Hair Radio. So
yes,
we have to just, in full disclosure, we'll put that on out there. So she doesn't have to worry about all this. It'll be kind of pulled together. But for you guys out there, what you know in terms of advice, and this is also in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and that's kind of pulling together an organic photo shoot. That means getting everybody from the photographer to the hairstylist, other stylists, if you're not a hairstylist, or getting a hairstylist. It's also having your makeup artist, if you're not one in the same or two in the same or what have you, you know, making sure that you have the best photographer in town. And someone who is not a photographer who's just used to taking pictures of still life, if you will, but someone who is understanding of being a hair photographer, who knows how to arrange the lighting and all of that. And those are the pictures that you want to kind of start with, to have organic pictures for your walls, for your website, for your digital media, for your social media, all of that wonderful good stuff. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. And I agree. I think you don't want to just find cookie cutter images of folks that that you had and your products had nothing to do with. You know,
exactly.
that wouldn't translate necessarily the way you want it to be channeled. And we want to see your hair, your actual extensions out there on those beautiful pictures. Yes, because that'll be uniquely you, Linda.
Yes,
I think
definitely.
That'll do the trick. Well, listen, I am just thrilled to have you with us, Linda. See, now I've got
I'm very excited.
Is this not fun?
It is very fun. This is my first time ever speaking on the radio.
Really?
And also, yes. And Carrie, you're fabulous. You're such a ball of energy, and I love the positivity. And
thank you.
You know, and I feel I'm very blessed.
Well, I think you were the one who said I was the Oprah of radio.
Yes, you are. I had many hesitation to call you because I said, this man does not know me from a can of paint, and he's going to say, who is this woman contacting me?
No,
and
I'm
it was
just...
fear. Remember, I called you last pandemic a
year
from.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let me say this, Linda C.
Yes.
We are just thrilled. Not only...
Yes.
Have you come on board? But one of the biggest things that I want to say that I think you're helping so many folks out there who are listening to this very broadcast, to this interview right now. And so just remember that. Not only have you been inspired, but you're actually inspiring others. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I've got to say, one of the things that I'm also happy to tell folks about is that you're coming to the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop,
which is our live
hair event. So that is going to be just awesome. That's coming up in August. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So let me just tell everybody as a great reminder, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And these days, I got to tell everybody the year. We've kind of skipped a year or two out here.
It's
happening, yes, this year, 2021. So let me repeat that. 2021. Okay, it's the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. It's a part of our Hair Nation Expo live events. So our website, which has all the details, includes all the information. We're going to tell you everything you need to know by simply going to www.hairnationexpo.biz. That's B-I-Z. So not .com, it's .biz. So go to www.hairnationexpo.biz. And it'll be complete details for the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. That's coming up, again, August. It's a Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's out at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's one of the very first ever hair and beauty shows ever in the that's actually on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City. Now, for us, we're real excited, and I'll tell you why. We have not just folks who are doing presentations on the inside, but we also have outside, exterior presentations that are happening at that event. So, and for those of you who wish to still take part but not leave home, well, join us virtually. So we've got you covered, indoor, outdoor, or virtually. And tickets are already on sale. Early bird tickets are available at Eventbrite.com. You can go to Eventbrite.com. So needed to get all that in, Linda.
Yes.
This morning we had to tell everybody all that wonderful
and
good
I
stuff.
Will be there.
Yes.
I'm
which,
so excited.
Well, me too, because that's the whole thing. And again, if you guys are just kind of tuning on in, you're speaking with Linda C. Now, she is running her own brand new hair extensions business, and she's talking to us out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is not all that far. It's in the northern part of New Jersey, which is not all that far from New York City. And I'm just happy. We're saying that she's going to be an actual vendor at the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to be taking your business live to the people, so to speak?
It's unreal. It's unbelievable because, Carrie, I know I've had this conversation with you and with other people that how do you get off the ground? It's one-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you cannot miss. Because who's going to invite you? Because in this day and age of 2021 with all this craziness, this pandemic happening, I was looking online on Google to try to find pop-up shows, and nothing was there. And if saw someone that had a pop-up show, it was already too late because they're debuting the pop-up show, and you're watching it either on Facebook or Instagram. So it's done. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and it's a lifetime opportunity. And I think everyone who has a business of health, of hair care should it's the road to healthy hair, should definitely take advantage of it, because you never know who's going to be there, and it's great exposure for your business. And I'm super excited. Deep down inside, I'm mortified.
No, you're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine.
I'm just busting at the seams because I am. It's like every day I wake up, it's exciting. Even when I drive to my job and I sit in the parking lot, which I did often, and say, do I really need to go in there? Because I love helping people, and I'm in the finance industry, but it's not my passion. It warms my heart when I see I'm able to assist them into whatever they need. But
well, the good news is it sounds like that, and this is an important part for hairpreneurs to know. And this is that they, you know, because a lot of folks, I'm very fortunate, I'm able to work and be part of this amazing hair and beauty industry and have been self-employed for many years. And for folks who are looking to make that transition, but first, you've got to make sure that you have everything set in place and working every day at a responsible position, which is going to, may not be the end all for you. And and for many folks, that's not usually the end all, but it is a great resource and something also that will help you with the resources to make your dreams come true.
Of course, you have to work at it every day.
Yes. And I'm grateful as well. I came out of the financial industry briefly for a period of time before I relaunched Hair Radio, and I'm just so grateful because as I was saying the last time we chatted, this is the system that I still use to this day. So, and you can learn so much from, you know, before you take a leap for yourself. So, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. Be very proud and be grateful that you have that, especially, like you just said, during this crazy pandemic time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Well, folks, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we're speaking with Linda C. Now, she's an, we're going to call her a hairpreneur out of the state of New Jersey. She has an amazing new hair extensions business, and we are so excited to have her as part of this amazing new series. It's a limited series that is kind of like a show within the show on the Hair Radio Morning Show, in which we are looking at all the different things that it takes to get a business off the ground. That's kind of like a, it, you know, if you look at it and you know, it can sometimes be overwhelming, right, Linda? But there's times and steps. But the one thing I love about your story, Linda C., you have a great support system. So we're going to shout them out this morning. You have a great support system that really enables and kind of helps you with what's going on and holding down the fort with all that you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a mother of three, and
what?
I have a husband.
Okay.
My oldest is 18. She's going off to college. I call her the mother of the family because when I'm not here, believe it or not, she runs the household.
Wow.
And forget about dad. She runs the household. I can close my eyes and I could give her exactly what she needs to do. And I know she gets, I know I put a lot on her, but I say to her, I'm prepping you for something that I was not given growing up as a child.
Well, we're going to give her an official Hair Radio shout-out this morning.
Yes. And even before I came on with you today, she said, Mom, you want to review on some talking points? And, you know, just so you know, Mr. Hines kind of, I said, no, baby, I don't want to get overwhelmed. I think what I have in my head right now is okay. So, just a great support system, and my husband is like my cheerleader, and you know, and I mean, he wasn't always my cheerleader because he was upset that, oh my gosh, you're spending how much on this hair? And he didn't realize. I said, listen, this is what I need to get my hair done. And yes, it costs money. And
but
I said, you know,
but this
is
how you make money.
Exactly. And he said,
but he's your biggest cheerleader these days.
He is. And sometimes I sit there and I complain about work, or I'll say, oh my gosh, we have to do something. I need to find a way to get out this job, or this is not my calling. He said, well, your calling is in front of you, so why aren't you doing something about it? You know,
I can't say it anymore. You have, it's like you have tiny little Carrie Hines Hair Radio people with you all the time there in New Jersey. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yeah, so they've been my support system, my, you know, my extended family, my cousin, and she's also, and my girlfriend, the one that, you know, is always pushing me and telling me, you know, hey, I started my own skincare line. Like, it wasn't easy, but, you know, you can do this. You have a passion. I truly, truly have a passion. And it's not just selling hair extension. It's having something of your own and spreading it out to other people. And, you know, and I say to my husband, I would say, this is what I want. I don't only want a boutique or whatever. I want, when you come in, it's like you're coming to see a doctor, okay? Mm-hmm. And you tell me what your dilemma is, and I will do my best to try to solve it. And so that's how I look at it, because I go to these different places, and they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, but the love is not there, you know? And it's to me, it's like, it's very generic. You go in, this is what I want because I researched it. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. So I want to not only provide a product to someone, but I want to extend that customer service level where, you know, like, I generally do care selling you this product, and not only because I want to gain your, you know, you as a customer, but I want you to be happy, you know. So and so that's why it's passionate to me, because, you know, I have all this help, but sometimes it's hard to kind of be your own cheerleader, because it's hard working on that dream, because you get so frustrated. It's like, I could see it at the door, but I don't know if you don't remember this commercial that, or this movie, that when you sit up at the bed and you have a nightmare and the door is right there for you to reach it, but the door is right there, but by the time you run, it's so far away. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Carrie, what I'm saying.
Well, you know what flashed through my mind as you were just saying that. Now, for you guys out there, what really hit my head was The Exorcist. With
yes.
The spinning head. I'm sorry, folks,
yes,
out there. That is just,
yes,
awful.
Yes, it's, you sit up, and it's like, and sometimes it can be. And so
just remind me to share with you guys my actual story. I've met her literally live and in person. I'll share that with you a little later at some point. But, you know, Linda C., I have to say, I'm just, this is amazing to have you on the show and to be doing this wonderful entrepreneurial series.
I'm honored to be here.
Really? Well, this is where we start to talk about some of the things that folks have tuned in to hear, and that's how to get rich in the hair business. Some of the items that that I wanted to bring everybody's attention to. And it's really the last, you know, as I said, we're closing in on 10 years of my book, which is out there. Again, let me just make sure it's clear. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's Learn the Secrets to Make Money in the Hair Business. And this is really out there on Amazon. It's out there through us. You can get autographed copies if you like. One of the things that I really have talked about is, you know, besides social media and all that other wonderful good stuff, and how to effectively get rich and generate income. But one of my favorite things, well, hold on, I'm on like page, like I think it's like page 50. I'm going to kind of go through here. I'm actually looking in the book. Now, this is something, and I'll tell you why, Linda C., it's because a little while ago we talked about how to get started, and we, you know, it's really important that folks understand the difference between advertising, marketing, and publicity. And I really wanted to make that clear. Now, of course, I go into great detail in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, but just for you guys listening out there today, advertising and public relations, I should say, like publicity. So what's the difference mainly between advertising and publicity? And that difference is very important. Advertising is when you are putting your message out to the masses, but the masses recognize that it's advertising. We know when we hear a radio commercial that's talking about hair extensions, we know that that is a commercial and that is an advertisement. Publicity, on the other hand, is when you are looking through a magazine and you might see a story that's written about entrepreneurship and starting a hair extensions business. That is publicity. publicity is free. Advertising costs money to the merchant to put their message out. So, you know, there are all kinds of different things. As far as marketing goes, marketing really encompasses all of that, to be honest. It's a part advertising. It's part publicity and sales. All those things fall under the umbrella of marketing. So just a little quick snippet. A whole lot more is in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, available on Amazon or with us directly here. So does that make any sense, Linda?
Oh, definitely. It makes perfect sense. And it's something that, you know, because you're going in with virtually with your eyes wide shut, and so it's like you don't know what to expect. It's like you're learning, but when you have that, you know, someone literally is holding your hand, which that's what you're doing for me and your book. It's a different experience, because I always say that you don't have to go through certain things to understand or to kind of know. And if it's well explained to you and you apply yourself and you have good guidance, you can definitely make it. And I always saw the vision, but I didn't know where to start. And it was so much, because everybody said online, Instagram. And I said, you know what? I may be on Instagram, but I don't interact with Instagram. And it was a fear of the masses, I would say, of how people will welcome you. You know,
well, I do want to say that social media, and the important takeaway from that is IG, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whatever way that you're out there, all of the social media, they're great. They are absolutely great. Mm-hmm. They are free. Mm-hmm. And again, free, I'm doing air quotes because, you know, basically they want something from you, but that's another story. But they do allow us the opportunity to, you know, get a portion of our message out there. And again, I say a portion of our message, whether it be through pictures or videos and things like that, they do allow us to do that. However, the only place to get your entire message across to folks through the internet is with your website. So that is critical.
Yeah.
Social media is important, but it's just one component. It's just one portion of what you need to know and do. Do not think that, because I've come across a lot of merchants and folks out there in the hair business and others who think that, oh, I'll just put my message on Facebook. Oh, that's all we need. It's free. Well, let me tell you, not a great idea. Not a great idea. It's a great start. And again, it's not the end-all. It's a great start and a great supplement and complement to what you're trying to do. But it can never stand entirely alone. And that's an important part, and I talk about it again in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and I'm so happy about that. Again, it's out there. So thanks so much, Linda C., with your own hair extensions business with us.
Thank you.
And this very first part of this amazing new series, From the Ground Up, which I'm so happy to have you with us as a hair entrepreneur. We're calling a hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
Linda, before we close out this particular episode, is there anything that you would like to leave us with today?
Yes.
Any thoughts, anything before we close out?
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in with Carrie and myself, Linda C. And
thank you.
This is my first show with him, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to be. Hopefully, I'll be a regular guest with on Hairpreneur, giving some of some of ideas and some of my ups and downs, and trying to help, you know, the men and women out there that wants to go into this hair industry and they don't know where to start. Or I can share my woes and, you know, with you guys, and also my ups. So
exactly.
With Carrie's guidance, we could definitely push this through. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, again, it's been my pleasure. We have been talking and chatting with the amazing, we're calling you the amazing Linda C, and your wonderful, wonderful hair extensions business, and this is just the beginning. And tune in on a regular basis right here to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the very next episode of Hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
Yes, we're loving it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast Mr. Jorge. And along with Jorge, we have Miss Naomi. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Welcome.
So much.
Thank you so much, Carrie. How are you?
Awesome. I am doing great. Well, first, I want to kind of jump on in, and to all of our sharp-eared listeners, they kind of already know who you are, Jorge.
Okay.
You've been, yes, because you have been a part of the content and programming throughout our network, I should say. You're part of, and we have like a wonderful podcast that's available on 9 platforms, including Spotify and Apple, and they can find you right there. So when they're on listening to their favorite music, you've already informed a great deal of folks all about autism when they have listened to you on the podcast on Spotify, in addition to our archived content through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are just so honored. You did a great job. And so I just wanted to let you know that on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you for educating us on the subject of autism. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Now, today we have a very special reason for bringing you back to this network and to our amazing show, and that is because you're not alone, like Michael Jackson sang. You are not alone. We have Miss Naomi, who is, I'm going to let you introduce Miss Naomi Jorge. Who is Naomi? Tell us all about Naomi Jorge.
Naomi, I guess you can say it in 3 simple words. I love you.
Wow, okay. And so we're going to just expound on that a little bit. Naomi, if you haven't figured it out already, Naomi and Jorge are an amazing couple who I have the great honor and privilege to introduce you guys to on a much deeper level as well. And that is because Jorge himself has been considered autistic, and so today's focus is to see how you guys, and Naomi, you're a big part of this as well, how to see how you guys are kind of, you know, building and starting a brand new relationship with something like autism as the backdrop as well. And so we're going to talk about all of that, but first let's kind of at least tell the folks, just remind everybody, Jorge, on what your life is like with autism. We'll start there.
Yeah, for sure, Carrie, for sure. I guess I can tell you autism.
And we're going to have you to speak up really well, Mr.
Yes, sir.
You speak up really well on there. Go right ahead.
I guess I can tell you guys that autism is a blessing, but a curse in disguise as a blessing. There's a lot of difficulties that I struggle with, but there's a lot of blessings and benefits that Naomi can have with autism. She can agree. But autism on a day-to-day basis, I struggle socially. and as far as sensitivity, the noises, the volumes can be a lot more difficult to manage compared to you guys that hear six times lesser than we do.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and you, go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
As far as relationships, day-to-day meeting people, and I guess it can be hard to communicate, especially when I'm overwhelmed, or it can be hard to understand what someone's feeling, judging by their looks. But it's usually things that I can deal with and I cope with, but I also know how to manage it enough to help me, you know, deal with life on a day-to-day basis, Curry.
Awesome. Well, let me just, as you guys know out there, we all have Google fingers. You know, we're all Google professors. So once I looked up autism, and online it says this, autism is a complex neurobehavioral disorder characterized by impairment in reciprocal social interaction, impairment in communication, and the presence of repetitive and stereotypic patterns of behaviors, interests, and activities. The
yes.
onset of symptoms is typically before the age of 3. The severity
yes.
of impairment in the given domains, as well as the pattern of impairments, varies from individual to individual. That is why diagnosticians refer to a spectrum of disability, and we've all heard that ASD, autism spectral disorder. So now I want to turn over a little bit, and we're going to get a little bit more into this. And as I mentioned earlier at the top of this wonderful piece, is that we have an entire video that's out there. You can look and see Mr. Jorge. He's on camera with me as well, which is on our Salon TV Network app, as well as on our Salon TV channel, and then, of course, on Spotify with a podcast. Now, I've got to turn to, I'm getting ready to say, our very special guest today, Naomi, who this is the first time you're making a debut on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, no, no, no. Don't be nervous. You are amongst friends, and we welcome you. And so, Naomi, and that's what I want to do. I want to start... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit of myself? Well,
yes.
I can describe myself as a loving person, first of
yes.
all. I love to be myself, and I also like to be the right, no matter what the society says. I
awesome.
Always like to be the right in this world.
Wonderful. Now, I have to say that the two of you are a couple. And,
yes.
Jorge, we are familiar with Jorge's challenges in being autistic. And,
mm-hmm.
Naomi, you are not. You are not autistic. So I want, what's your impression? What did you, when you guys met and you started to this amazing friendship, what went through your mind? Were you familiar with autism? Because I really, until I had a chance to meet Jorge and learn up close what this is all about, and I can again thank Mr. Jorge for that, you know, I was totally unknowing. So this whole thing is very important. It was a big part of my education, and we're helping a lot of listeners today with this as Jorge has kind of educated them along the way as well. So what went through your mind, Naomi?
Well, being honest.
Yes. Oh, sure, be honest. Yes. We're not going to tell anybody on the show. It's just between us three today.
being honest, when we just met, I like him as a friend because he always been a wonderful person, an excellent man. At first, I didn't know he was autistic because back in the time, I didn't really know what autistic looks like. I thought back in the moment, I thought autistic was as many movie theater they pointed out as more like mentally challenged. But he definitely he is a wonderful man. So I learned what is autistic when I met him, when he told me, hey, I'm autistic, I'm like, are you serious? You're lying. You're lying. But what he showed me actually is true. He struggled socially, but definitely that's something that we can work on, because the key of our relationship is that it's just accepting to each other, accepting our strengths and also weaknesses. We need to accept our weaknesses in order to overcome and to achieve our goals also as a couple. So he needs to accept me as I am, and I also need to accept him as he is, as an autistic, wonderful person, I will say. So we also need to love to each other. Doesn't matter if he's not perfect. He won't be perfect, as well as I will never be perfect. But we can be perfect to each other, right, Georgie?
I agree.
You agree?
Wow.
So
yes, please, go right ahead, Naomi.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No, please.
So being honest, being with an autistic man as Georgie has been a blessing. He sometimes, he might say, it's not a blessing, it's like a curse. I don't really think so. It's just how we handle the things. Can be a curse depending if we don't know how to handle autism. If we know what it is, so we know how to handle it. Exactly. So we know how to handle it. And once we know, that can be a blessing, because what I love from Georgie is that he can lie to me. Clearly, he can. He can, because he can. You cannot when he try to lie to you. He can't. Sometimes he tries to impress or do something or try to, I don't know, to lie, but you can tell by his eyes that he's lying. And he, at the end, even if I don't notice, he says, like, oh, I'm sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. I'm like, okay. He's really honest.
5 seconds later, after telling him,
babe,
I lied.
Yeah, because he gets totally, like, uncomfortable with himself. He cannot, he can't be an actor when he's lying.
Yes.
So. He gets really uncomfortable with himself, and you can notice. So you start asking him, hey, Georgie, there is something wrong. And then he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, Naomi, I lied to you. And I said, I'm not. It's not, baby, I know.
So to interrupt, I'm going to tell you the truth. So we were, like, a couple of weeks back. We were laughing about it. I said, Naomi, I'm going to be honest. If I ever have staples, if I come home from work with staples in my eyes, you've got to know that I cheated on you.
Oh.
But definitely he won.
No.
Won.
We know he's joking.
But definitely he won.
I am blown away. I really am. I have to say, I'm just beyond words. Beyond words. And I appreciate both of you being so candid and just being upfront and honest. And I have to say in this, you know, let me just catch everybody up to speed on this. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two folks on who are very special to me, and they're actually very special guests today. We're talking about the subject of not just autism, but how it also affects the folks closest to you. And in the case of our guest today, we have Mr. Jorge. We're going to just say Jorge. Now, Jorge is autistic.
Yes,
and
sir.
Yes, you are autistic. But, you know, you're not here today by yourself. You have an amazing, amazing, wonderful lady named Naomi, who we're overjoyed to welcome you to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to hear the words that you've just expressed about Jorge and how you're working together, you're a team, a unit, if you will, it's just mind-blowing. And so I just wanted you to know that. It sounds just...
Thank you so much, Gary.
Awesome. You did well, Jorge. You did well.
Really appreciate it.
You did well. Okay. Yes. And Naomi... You did well. You did well. Okay.
Thanks,
so I just want you guys to know that. Now, for you listeners out there, This is really, really an important subject. And you know what? The whole thing about the social aspect of it, because these are things that those of us who are not dealing with autistic may take for granted. And so I can actually tell you I would probably lose my patience very quickly early on because I might not understand what to look out for. So this is why it's important to familiarize yourself, or to, I think educate is a better way to say it. Did you begin to kind of do some research, Naomi? How have you kind of, you know, prepared yourself, so to speak, for some of the challenges in being with someone who's autistic?
Yes. We definitely, we had to do some research. In my case, I need to do some, and I'm still doing some research about how to deal, how to work with an autistic when he's on his mood. Sometimes he gets overwhelmed with certain things, with certain noises too. So I do, in my case, I really need to be really calm and try to speak to him really in a lovely way. For example, in his case, he loves me when I hug him. Anytime that I need to tell him maybe a really strong topic, maybe something that can make him overwhelmed, I need to first hug him and tell him beautiful stuff, and then I can start telling him what I really need to tell him.
And it works every time.
Yes, and it works all the time. Thanks, God.
But to interrupt you, I also have to, you know, get onto a same level with understanding that it's not just an autistic in a relationship. It's also Naomi.
Yes.
The non-autistic. So we're both getting to the point where we're accepting each other's differences, and we're also trying to learn how to manage each other's differences instead of making fire and gas.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go right ahead.
There's no fire in where we can create an explosion. We don't want that. So I think for me, the best thing that I've been trying to do is learning that I am autistic. I struggle socially. So instead of asking her to help me and be patient with me, I have to do the same thing for her. Please be patient with her because I'm struggling.
Exactly. So and that's you were next on our list. I just wanted you to know. I was coming to you next, Jorge, but you took us right there because I was about to ask you. Now, we have identified the challenges of a person who is non-autistic and interacting with someone in a relationship who is autistic.
Yes.
Well, now we're going to flip it around as Jorge kind of just went there. So what are some of the and I'm coming in with my stereotypes, of course, so that's so that I understand. But Jorge, are there any challenges in being in a relationship with someone who is non-autistic?
Honestly, I would be honest with you. The main challenge is social tension. Like sometimes you might want to say certain things, but there's a time and place for everything. So differentiating those two differences can be difficult depending on how I am feeling and depending on why I'm feeling and when I'm feeling.
Okay. And I was just thinking as you were saying, I was like, well, that kind of sounds like all relationships to me. But I know what you mean. It can be exacerbated or, you know, accentuated because of the
A lot more intense for us.
Right, exactly. Okay, wow. Well, folks, again, if you're just kind of tuning on in, you are listening to the On Here Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and with me today on the line, we have Jorge and Naomi. Now, you guys are in the Northeast. Where are you guys? What state are you guys in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay.
And
yes, you go ahead. I'm sorry, Jorge. Go right on in. Jump in.
All the way from Atlantic City, New Jersey to New York.
And we love folks in Atlantic City because we have the Hair Nation Expo events down in Atlantic City. So at the Showboat Hotel. So we just love that. And we're going to remind folks about that before we say goodbye to you today. But right now, I kind of want to jump back on in. And I appreciate the way that you both have been, as I said earlier, you're being very candid about this. And it's not easy to do because there are a lot of folks out there who have children who are autistic, who have all kinds of, you know, parents and you know, siblings and so forth. And this was something that, you know, me, myself, and my generation, I was not as familiar with this. So this seems to me to be something that's relatively recent for me to learn about, as I mentioned earlier. The other thing is that New Jersey seems to, as a state, in terms of dealing with autism, has its own set of numbers and things. It just seems like it's kind of an anomaly. It's in a different, they have all kinds of different dynamics in terms of how autism affects, it seems, the, you know, that people are affected in the state of New Jersey versus some of the other states. So we, you know, we definitely research that. So I just have to say, Jorge, can you describe to us a little bit more about some of the, you know, the things, the way autism might affect someone like yourself, you know, some of the things that might be, again, a little bit more of a challenge. So you said kind of listening or like just social interactions and things like that. That's where it really, that's the whole idea, I think, behind it, right?
For sure. I'm just going to start off with this. I can't tell you what other autistics feel, but as far as myself, I can try to help you understand autism in general. Autism, if we think about it, kind of refer back to a mixtape or a studio session, right? You see different knobs and different volumes for different areas, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine that as an autistic, where you see different volumes for different areas. Now incorporate the spectrum to it. A spectrum means not everybody that's autistic is going to act or deal with things the way this autistic does, you know, so... When I think about autism, to help people understand a spectrum, you got to refer back to that studio session with different knobs to different areas. Which one can be louder, which one can be softer, which one can be overwhelmed, or which one's going to be a little overwhelmed. There's always a different knob to each autistic.
Wow. I have to say, now there are all kinds of beliefs out there where this has come from. And, Naomi, I'm sure you've heard of some of these things. Does it not go through your mind sometimes? You're like, well, where did this, you know, where did this come from? Because, you know, and when you see and meet, when you meet Jorge, you meet him and you don't, you know, you can't imagine. And he's, Jorge, you're just such a down-to-earth, smart as a whip, kind-hearted soul. And, you know, if you didn't really share that you were, you know, autism is one of your challenges, if you will, we wouldn't know.
Right, to recognize.
Yes, right.
We wouldn't know. So, like you kind of mentioned earlier, Naomi.
What does autism look like?
Right.
Yeah.
What does it, well, let me ask you guys that question. What does it look like now?
It looks like acceptance.
Yeah. Definitely. It looks like,
acceptance.
And we all are different. Definitely, every people, we struggle in certain areas, but we can be, all of us, we can be different because, and struggle in different areas, but at the same time, we all will look the same. Autistic, there is not a special face for autistic. Autistic is just a normal person that struggle in an area that I might not struggle.
Kind of explain it like this, autism, we make the easy things look hard.
Yeah.
And the hard things look easy.
Yeah, sometimes.
So the easiest things that most people would take for granted, we struggle with. Like most people wouldn't think about going out in public and having to worry about noises. So everything that's easy to you guys might be harder for us. But most things that are harder for you guys are actually easier for us, such as technology or art. Or things like the hardest things we can do, but it's the easiest things.
Yes, sure.
That are really difficult for autism.
Yes, sure.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I can say this. Jorge, you do not let any of these things stop you.
No,
sir. You thrive. And there are folks out here who may not, their challenges may be some things that we just can't see or know about. And they seem able-bodied, so to speak, but we let those things, they kind of impede us from going on with our lives. And if there's one thing I'm picking up today, right here on this show, in this moment, is that to have someone to support you as you do, and I mean this to each of you, to have each other, it says a whole lot.
Yeah,
it says a whole lot.
Yeah.
So yes, go ahead.
Sometimes when I'm overwhelmed with Naomi, it really helps to move in gratitude, you know. Certain times I'll be like, man, she don't understand me. And sometimes I want to be upset. But it helps to live in gratitude. Like, even though I'm upset with her, I appreciate that she's not like everybody else.
Well, and no, she's not like everybody else. I heard that as soon as she said about two or three sentences. I heard that very clearly, Naomi. I have to say, I'm so honored, and so have our listeners. So, we can tell why, you know, that how you guys are together, obviously. Great job for both of you. Now, I want to just inform our listeners a little bit here. And again, you know, we want to remind everybody that if you want to, you know, find out more about Jorge and Naomi's journey, you can, because Jorge has a wonderful Instagram account, so that you guys can visit and sign up or follow him or whatever they say these days. Go to what is it on Instagram? Is follow?
Model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
Okay, so let's say that again slowly for everybody. Folks my age and up. Go slow. Yes.
My model fan page would be stylistic_autistic.
And that's your fan page for your modeling career. We want to remind everybody, too, because we didn't really get to do that today so much. But Jorge is a model. He is fantastic. He's also going to be working with us and continuing to work with us here on the Hair Radio Salon TV Network, all that wonderful good stuff. And also, Miss Naomi, I'm hoping you both will be joining us. I saw some great pictures, and we love the pictures. First of all, I said, wow. I immediately contacted Jorge, and I said, this is awesome. You guys make an awesome couple, and now
thank
we know
you
why.
So much.
So,
thank
great
you
job.
So.
It's my pleasure. So, listen, we're going to have you guys to come back soon to the broadcast and kind of, you know, bring us up to date. We're going to continue to follow you guys. And, you know, and again, on Instagram, go to stylistic_autistic. Again, that's stylistic_autistic, and that will connect you with Jorge's modeling page with all of his information. You could see a whole bunch of stuff there, which is just great. And again, visit on the internet. You can even Google the Carrie Hines podcast, and you could even type in Jorge's first name. I'm sure it'll pop up there, and you'll see the podcast from our original interview that we did, which we have a whole bunch of wonderful things and connections out there and podcasts and video and all that wonderful good stuff. And this interview, of course, will just play all across our networks for everybody and to keep them informed of what you're doing. So again, Naomi, any last thoughts? I'll ask each of you. Any last thoughts, Naomi?
Yes, sure. My last thought is that this relationship, this experience with Georgie has been definitely a blessing for me because that helped me to know what really love is. Love is not just a feeling, it's also a choice to love that person. It's a choice to say, hey, I accept you as you are, doesn't matter what, and I chose you to love you just as you are. Also, he has helped me to be more tolerant, right, and more lovely, right, Georgie? And more patient, of course. I don't used to be really patient with people before, but after since I've been here with him, it has been definitely a blessing, a personal blessing for me. I feel that I am a better person thanks to him.
It gets no better than that. Jorge, we're giving you the last word. Did you have anyone that you want to shout out to or last thoughts that you want to leave?
Wait. Let's, there's no shout out without Marcus. Marcus, if you are listening to this, shout out to Marcus. God bless you, man. Love you. John Freeman, shout out to you. Thank you for hooking me up with Carrie Hines. And to all the people that I sincerely love and genuinely appreciate, I thank God for you guys and your support. And you're just being you guys in my life. And Patty, love you. And everybody else, you guys know.
Okay.
So, Carrie Hines, shout out to Carrie. Thank you so much for this amazing opportunity once more. And
yes.
Looking forward to many more.
Awesome. Well, listen, I want to thank again Mr. Jorge and Naomi for being our guests on today's broadcast, two amazing individuals out here navigating the world. And, again, we're just honored to have them on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to come back soon.
Likewise, we appreciate this.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You so much.
You got it. All right, folks, we've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to, so stay with us.
Can I?
Hello? I messed it up. Look, he's calling you.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning. It's April 23rd of 2021. And I'm just going to go ahead and bring to the line my amazing co-stars. You guys know them well. They're here with me every day mid-show. We're talking about Harlem Will from right here in Manhattan in New York City, as well as Miss Terry, who's down in Georgia. And, of course, I'm Carrie Hines in Brooklyn, New York. So good morning, guys. Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
All right. So it's really nice. And to all of you who have been listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, we've kind of had a wonderful lead-off interview, which really focused on entrepreneurship. It's called Hairpreneur. And I love it because it really talks and helps folks to get their businesses off the ground. So that was episode one that you guys heard. It'll actually be, you'll be treated with a brand new episode every Thursday. And then hopefully we'll get a chance to replay it in the first hour on Friday in case you've missed it. But really good stuff. And I'm really happy. Her name is Linda C. And she'll be joining us again each week with a new episode. So I'm real, you know, try to catch it if you can. So, guys, how are you doing? And it's the weekend. We made it. It's show number 552. Yeah, we made it through the weekend. And it's I feel like it's the weather here in New York for you guys. Of course, I bring up the weather today. But it's like kind of chilly here in New York City compared to we were enjoying such nice warm weather for a couple of days, and then to kind of scrunch on in, and I literally had to dig out my winter coat. Now, Miss Terry, you're in Georgia, so you don't get a hand vote in this one because there's only so much smaller mile down there.
You know, actually, we had the same thing too. We had a couple really nice warm days, and then we went back to like a chillier, more windy situation. So it kind of got cold here too a little bit. And we were like, okay, we thought it was springtime, so it's a little tricky, but everything's good.
Wow. Well, okay. Well, we're gonna go ahead and start with. 45, is it? Wow, well, that is amazing.
It's 45 right now.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me see
what
we're at.
Harlem right now.
Wow. Well, here in New York City, it's supposed to get a little warmer today, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed. And for you guys who are all across the country, thanks so much for joining us. And to all of our listeners, I want to remind everybody, we're talking about folks over in Italy, I want to say good morning. I want to thank you every day for tuning in. Our numbers just keep increasing every single solitary day. We want to say thank you to the folks over in Africa, all the entire continent. You guys are paying attention to what we're doing, and we're loving it. And so it means a whole lot to us. We have amazing folks who are tuned in from Canada and the UK. Good morning to all of you, and thank you. And especially to our listeners right here, New York, New Jersey, Philly, Atlanta, Florida, our West Coast listeners who are up early, you know, just everybody. So just want to say thank you. So that's all that was about. Now, I want to remind folks about what's coming up also in the next couple of weeks and things that we're working on here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. But first, you know, Harlan Will, I'm going to ask you to kind of lead on in. I understand you have some things that you want to talk about this morning. It's Friday morning. So why don't you go ahead and take it away. Want to hear about some of the, of the happenings out here this morning. Go ahead, take
it
away.
Sure thing, guys. First of all, welcome back to the Hair Radio Show. We had a great show yesterday. Hope you guys tuned in for it. Also, want to send a special shout out to Autism Month. I'm probably butchering this, but this month is Autism Month. Autism is a condition that affects your communication, social interactions, and your nervous system. For example, our president right now in the White House had a stuttering issue, and that, even though it's not proven, I don't know the exact details, but that could be a symptom. His stuttering impact, his stuttering issue that he talked about could be a sign of autism. So it's very,
that's right.
So that's the awareness that the month of April, my birthday month, and Aries, you know, king of zodiacs, always wants to remind people of what today is. And as a matter of fact, the color of the month of autism for April is actually the color blue. So there you go. Go ahead and do that one. Do what you want with that one. But let's support Autism Month. Now, leading into the stories, we wanted to touch on now, we've lost three pioneers last week and this week, unfortunately, hip-hop. Yes. So DMX, right out the gate, you know, guys, like, it's been the elephant in the room so far. It just keeps hitting you that the guy with the, you know, the man with the raspy voice and the powerful delivery, we lost him, you know, last week. The autopsy still isn't in yet, but the fact that
also DMX was a true pioneer for us. You got to remember, he was the antithesis of the Will Smith type of style of delivery. Nothing against that, but it was just the polar opposite. And he came in with hardcore lyrics and also a style. He had some hits. He had some major hits and huge crossover appeal. The first four or five albums, you know, go into the top of the charts on Billboard. That's not easy to do. So any success that we have, right,
year,
it's a lot.
He went diamond in the same year twice.
That's a lot. That's like 10,000 issues, 10,000 sold. That's amazing.
Right. It's rare to do that. And the man in an interview where he discussed it, he actually wanted to write again that same year. So we were looking at a straight beast of an artist right here who was, you know, he gave his all to hip-hop, and he gave his all to us, and one of his most powerful things was always his prayers. I mean, he could have ran a church himself, so we lost a great one. We're still going to be mourning him, you know, and of course, we're going to try to cover as much aftermath about his situation, but again, we also lost three rappers. We also lost Black Rob. He came up with P. Diddy. This is the Woe artist, and I mean,
yeah,
again, I'm from Harlem too. He was such a big icon. We lost him at age 57. So
yeah,
with,
wow.
Another,
yeah,
I mean, not,
same,
excuse me,
yeah.
not 57, 52. We lost him at
yeah,
age 52, and 50. He spoke on DMX. Yeah, And then we also lost Shock G.
Well, Black
now.
Rob, let's also just mentioned. Yeah, and I just want to bring a lot of attention to his song because, you know, even if you were not a hip-hop head, you know,
right.
or knew anything about rap, you knew that Whoa song. Trust
definitely.
Me. It was all over the radio. So if
definitely.
This is these are huge crossover songs that you got to remember back in the 90s and earlier, rap was kind of the way it kind of started, of course, it was huge in our community. And then the folks outside of our community got a hold of it, so to speak, and the crossover, you know, it just went like fire. I mean, it was just amazing. And so these artists that you're talking about now that's no longer here, DMX and Black Rob, my gosh, I mean, huge artists who had huge crossover appeal. Look at how much effort it takes just to have any kind of success at what you're doing. Look at the episode. Can you imagine how hard these people have worked? You're in a studio all night. I've been literally in a recording studio all night to produce a children's song.
Right.
To do little children's. I mean, it's everything takes huge effort. So I just want to remind, you know, everybody about these artists. They were real people who worked really hard and had amazing success, but they didn't have the success without working hard and without the support. So I, you know, it's very important that we just remind people that yes, you can be successful, but you got to work hard, and they did. And so that was
right.
DMX and Black Rob. What else have you got?
Right, and we also, speaking of the 90s, the early 90s, Shock G of Digital Underground, we also lost him recently, we just learned, down in Tampa. It is not
now,
known
that
what
is,
was the cause of the death.
That's a super shock to us, pardon the pun there,
right.
No pun intended, because it is just, this really caught me off guard. I was just blown away to hear that this man, and I have to say the Digital Underground, and I was not a fan of the song itself, but I loved the artistry and that fake nose that he used to wear, and it was huge. And this was back in the day where the big, right? And this is when the time was the videos were everything. We would dash home to watch MTV or VH1 or BET, and you would see they would run these videos over and over and over again. And so they meant a lot to us. And these people, I'm starting to really appreciate the hard work and dedication of our successful entertainers and entrepreneurs. So just want to say thank you very much. All good stuff, you know, and I'm sad to hear about Shock G. Real name, I understand, Gregory Jacobs, just 57 years old.
Right.
57. So that's that's three rappers. And just on a somber note, that is, again, three black men that we lost in their 50s. So just a reminder.
Right.
Died at an early age.
Carrie, you were rushing home to watch your MTV Raps?
I did not necessarily rush home to watch MTV Raps, but I did have an opportunity. I saw the fella who, I remember the one who I always talk about, they used to host on BET, hold on, let me just go back. I have friends who worked at Nickelodeon and stuff. So in Times Square at the MTV, that's where they had their little MTV stuff by where ABC is located. And so I used to go, I used to chat with them and they would keep me abreast of stuff like that. And then on top of that, with BET, I had a wonderful opportunity to go to their 25th celebration, as I mentioned to some of you guys out there before. So I had an opportunity to go. And I remember when MTV came along, so I wasn't one of those, but I was like everybody else in terms of the videos. I just couldn't wait till Thriller came on every time. I'd be right there with popcorn pretty much watching, or when Tina Turner they played What's Love Got to Do with It, or Prince. We had the biggest stars in the world once MTV started playing the black artists, because when they started those shows, those networks, they really didn't focus on, you know, your average black artist. You know, Michael Jackson kind of obviously was able to get on and you know, maybe one or two others at most, and if that.
Right.
But I enjoyed the videos, and that's where these people, that's where their genre really kind of was able to, you know, to get their songs out there, because the video, especially in the 80s and 90s, it was all about videos. You could pretty much stay home and your videos would do the touring for you. And especially in the rap world, you know, so that was my heyday at that time. So I'm certainly familiar with these guys, and it's really sad, and we're going to miss them. But the good news, they've left us a musical legacy that we can enjoy and continue to enjoy their music forever. Like today we were playing Michael Jackson songs on our show. Just whenever it's, I need a little pickup for Friday and so forth, can always go back to Michael Jackson, you know, so we're always talking to, you know, listening to Prince, you know, and people like that. And then being so much entwined with the folks who've been on our show who are connected with a lot of these individuals. Even Lonel, who's been, you guys know, I talk of him often, he comes and supports us on the show. And he was on tour with Janet Jackson back in the day, of course. And, you know, so everybody, we have the connections, and he's still in touch with these people. So we are amazing folks, and we're all connected with these guys, and I just love them. And that's all I got to say. That's it. So so I'm going to say, Harlem, well, I'm back turning it back to you. Anything else that's out there in the way of what's going on in the world on this Friday morning, April 23rd?
Sure. So now that is it is April 23rd. That's right. And if you wasn't aware this week, we're going to remind you 420 did happen this week. And if you're not aware, it is the unofficial weed smokers weekend. We got any Bob Marley to play? No Bob Marley? All right. But it is the unofficial weed smokers holiday that weed smokers celebrate. And it is even more grander these days because New York City just legalized marijuana. So now people are out on the streets able to sell legalized marijuana, able to smoke recreational marijuana. It's up to a certain dosage a certain amount that you can't hold on you outside. But other than that, yeah, you are actually legal. Weed is actually legal now for people to go out there and enjoy and try to relax and get through, you know, the rest of 2021 as we try to rebound from COVID. What do you guys think about that?
Let's carry on. Let you lead on in. Yeah, what do you think?
I think that's pretty cool. Due to the fact that it, you know, it is a plant, and so I feel like if people want to smoke it, they should be able to smoke it. You know, within reason, of course. But I think that's pretty cool that they legalized it. I'm not a person that partakes in that, but I mean, I do have friends who do like it, so I definitely think that's pretty cool that they've legalized it, and enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And they've decriminalized it. Yeah, they've decriminalized it in Atlanta as well, so maybe this precedent is probably coming all the way down to the ATL.
Well, maybe they'll do some more work and release some of the people that they have arrested for, you know, sales and possessions and things
that
like
that.
That
is the next step. Mm-hmm. That is the next step that we got to see, because it is a $1 billion business. As a matter of fact, according to the newhouse.com, it is a $4.2 billion industry.
Wow.
So absolutely.
Yeah.
This thing needs to be, it needs to be legalized and cultivated, you know, because it can help the economy out and help out a lot of communities. What also could help out a lot of communities is the fact that we've decriminalized. We will no longer be prosecuting prostitution in New York City as well. So do whatever you want with that information.
Well, I've got to go and check on that, because that is, I'm just blown away. But if that's the case,
mm-hmm.
I know that they think that the pot is making all those billions. It's about to go through the roof now, if that's the case. So we're gonna, I'm gonna do some research on those, and we're gonna bring. I'm gonna have to say, you know, well, we're gonna have to really work on that next week. We got to bring folks some updates on these. These are some hot stories. So you know, Harlem, well, we definitely wanna. We gotta have to get keep everybody abreast. And like you said, you know, with the decriminalization of the pod and all of that and mass incarceration and all these things that have been used over the years to keep us at a certain level, a certain disadvantage, which has been really, really difficult for all of us and has affected our families. They have truly affected our families. In a way that you will never be able to know how you're so affected and you don't even know how affected you are by these horrible, you know, criminalization of marijuana and using it for mass incarceration and so forth and so on. So, and the economics of now, you know, making this legal, there are a whole bunch of economics, and we're not always in line, if at all, to benefit from the legalization as much as we should when it's been built literally on the backs, and I do mean that, completely on the backs of blacks. So and so we're going to be looking at all the angles to this over the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping, Harlem will. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed and hope, you know, continue to bring everybody the latest updates. So let me just remind everybody, great job. Great stories, by the way. Great Friday collection. I've got to say, Harlem, well, thank you for that. Good stuff. All right, listen. Today is Friday. It's April 23rd, 2021. It's our show number 552. So I do want to take just a little bit of a music break. It's Friday. We got to throw some music up on you know, on the air for everybody. We got to come back with a couple of more hot discussion topics. We are live. You are listening to the all new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm kind of happy about that. Let me get on. I love to get RuPaul on Fridays to kind of uplift our spirits. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stroll down the runway, another payday, cover of magazine. And when they see me, they wanna be me. I am a fantasy.
Cover girl, put some bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
Cover girl, put the bass in your walk. Head to toe, let your whole body talk.
Bump it.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I have a very special guest with us today. He comes from the golden era of beauty in New York City. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to welcome the one and only Mr. Fred Nardi of Nardi's Fame Salon. Good morning. Good morning to you, Mr. Nardi.
Good morning. How are you, Carrie?
Well, I'm doing great. It's great to catch up with you again. It's been a while. It's been a while. And we go back a little bit here with you in the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Yes, that's right. Well, listen, I want to talk about those days. I want to talk about the Fame Salon, which was located right here in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, but there's a far cry from where your salon was located over on 57th Street in Manhattan. I mean, this is quite honestly, this was the most wealthiest zip code in the entire United States of America. So you were located, you know, Nardi's was located in these, just very well identified with 57th Street. How did it feel to be located in that amazing area? You know, right near Bloomingdale's and all of that wonderful good stuff. How did that feel, Mr. Nardi?
Well, the location made it possible for us to serve as our clientele, which was we've been basically on 57th Street quite a few times. We have moved location from the we go back to the 70s.
Wow.
When we first got the first salon on 57 and Madison Avenue, where the IBM building is now. And then from there, we were there quite a few years, and we were always inspired for the big city and hair and the fashion of the New York and all that. Those were really the days of the hairdressing and the Studio 54 and all the good living.
The fancy living, I want to say. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the true golden era. I mean, you, Nardi Shop, I've got to talk about Nardi Salon. You guys serviced everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. You had a long list of celebrities that includes you know, that included the likes of Joan Collins and her sister Jackie Collins, and so many others, Anthony Newley, so many others who were associated with that era. And one of a couple of my superstar favorites, too, like Dick Cavett, who is I've learned a lot from watching Dick Cavett's shows and all of that wonderful good stuff, and so many others, you know, Jill Clayburgh, many others.
Yes.
What can you tell us? Because one of the most famous of your clients, and I understand Madonna also used to go there to get waxes. So some of your most famous clients, probably the most famous of all, was married to one of our presidents, the amazing Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
Yes, yes. She was regular in our salon for many, many years. She was very low key going into our salon. She felt so comfortable at her home. There was never any publicity over that until later on in life, you know. And that's why she felt very at home in our place.
Wow. And I remember, you know, because I've been around a while, I remember when she was alive, and she also worked in publishing towards the end. But I was always amazed by the charisma of this woman and just her strength and beauty and all that fancy, just, you know, just such an amazing lady who was a very family-oriented person. We could all see that. Now, I ask you, yes, because it's not just so much that you were one of, like, the, you know, close hairstylists and beauty parlor place, so to speak, that she frequented. I mean, she was really someone who believed in your products and what you also had. I mean, she was coming there for a service and a treatment. And so I want you to tell everybody, because not, you know, we folks know about Nardi's Salon, and we know the history in New York City. But what folks may not realize is that you have a very special product that's out there. And it's been out there. It's the same formula that was used for Ms. Jackie Kennedy Onassis. And
yes, this
is the Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I want you to tell the fans of the show about what exactly is Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream.
Well, this cream is a special nourishing cream that keeps the skin very youthful and very vibrant, and it's easy to apply and to maintain a young looking skin, and it's almost like a healing of any impurity created by nature. That this cream, by just using it, it just works wonders. Just the ingredients that it has. And this cream, actually, it was given to us to produce and use it for her. The ingredients were given to her by the Queen of England. And so we reproduced it for her. And she told us to use it as we wish.
Wow.
And that's what we did. And still today, I use it for myself and give it to our clients.
Well, I'm going to count myself in that bunch, because I'm getting me some Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. I am. I think this is amazing. And I have to tell you, Fred Nardi, let me just remind everybody, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm chatting today with someone who is a very good friend of the Hair Radio Show, and I think you've been with us maybe once or twice before, Mr. Fred Nardi, of the famed Nardi Salon that is so identified with the golden era of New York and beauty, and as you mentioned,
yeah.
Studio 54 and all those wonderful celebs of that era. And I have to say, I'm just blown away at the list that goes on and on and on with the folks who frequented your shop, all of these amazing celebrities. But you guys also worked on everybody. You did, you know, you didn't have to be a superstar to come in and get your hair done. You know, so that is amazing that you were able to mix all those folks. But I believe you guys had some private rooms, am I right? And then upstairs,
yes.
And all this stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. We had like three floors of glass
three
salons.
Three floors.
And, we had different departments, and that's why we chose that spot on 57th Street. It was very easy to access. It was just a walk away from Bloomingdale. And, in fact, Miss Blumenthal used to be also a client of our facialist.
Wow.
And so many other, even Marcella Borghese, Princess Marcella Borghese was a client of mine when she was in New York. She lived in the East Side.
Wow. Well, one gentleman who just recently passed here, passed recently, name is Hugh Downs, and you guys remember him from 2020.
Sure.
Yeah,
Hugh Downs was also a client.
One of your clients, right? Wow.
Yeah.
So, and amongst many others, actors like Brian Dennehy and all these other amazing folks out there.
Yeah, which sadly, he just passed. Brian was a very good friend. Brian Dennehy.
Yes, but this interesting thing, Mr. Nardi, is that the legacy that these actors and all of this, these folks from that era have left us. They've left a treasure trove of work. And I can count you in that group as well, because not only that, with this amazing product that you're doing and the amazing history and legacy of the Nardi Salon, but also you were mentioned in a book. I see some articles on the internet that are just mind-blowing here, but Tell us a little bit about the folks who included you in this book that mentions either the famous salon.
Yes. There was a book I wrote by Jackie Onassis, and they mentioned us because our salon was the place where she would be mostly going for service on a weekly basis.
Wow.
And our name is mentioned on that book, too.
Now, did she drive up? Did she drive herself there? Was she in a big fancy limo? How did she arrive at the salon?
She would come in with a ton car that somebody would drive it, and she would just walk into the salon and go to the floor where we'll be serving her. A lot of times after she finished service, she would ask us if he could go to my office, because she liked to make some phone calls privately and just relax for maybe 20 minutes, half an hour.
And no one bothered her in the shop, right? You know how
no,
the
no.
other folks
I would always
and...
open my office for her to go sit down there and do as she wishes.
Wow. So you guys had a great, great friendship, it seems.
Wow, oh, yes. Very.
That is amazing.
And was she also, was she liked and trusted most that nobody in our salon ever snapped a picture of her or ever publicized anything or ever mentioned to anyone when she was alive?
Well, she guarded her privacy. I mean, this is not a secret. We are very much aware she was truly a person who appreciated privacy. And
yes,
she
because
was,
basically when she walked in, she was always with some sort of a raincoat, a scarf over her hair, glasses, and she would just, unless you would look to see who she is, at times you will know because she was mostly covered.
Yes, yes.
But you could miss her glasses and her walk.
Right, it is unmistakable. It was unmistakable. We're talking about, of course, Jackie Onassis, Jackie Kennedy Onassis. Now, I have to ask you as well, Mr. Nardi, because this we're talking about the golden era of hair and beauty in New York City, in that same zip code of yours, and where 57th Street, mainly where you guys were. And I also had a chance to visit your shop, which was just amazing, and your wonderful family there. But I have to ask you, how has the industry changed? Let's start there. Has the beauty industry changed since your days back with Nardi's to where you see things are now?
Yes, tremendous, especially not even talking about this recently change of this epidemic. Even before, it was changing a lot, where haircuts we become a little more not so glamorous, let's say.
Mm.
The glamour was way different before, where people would go out and show and live a good life, where today it's more hidden away. It's you don't see the glamour as it used to be.
It's almost as if they're hiding it, so to speak.
Right, right. It's a total different way. And the haircuts are also today done differently. They it's kind of different. But I still do my work as my past, and which is more livable today, again. Because it's not about blow-drying hair. It's about cutting the hair properly so that it stays well and looks well, even if you don't blow-dry.
Really?
You see, that's the difference of yesterday and today. Today, they depend on that blow dry. In fact, there's places that they open just for blow dry.
Right. Well, the blow dry bars that are real popular right now.
Right. And it's totally different.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Mr. Nardi, do you think it's better now, or was it better from the days gone by? Which do you prefer?
Where the haircuts were much more refined then, and I still do that. And there is a lot of other salons that do that type of work. And every time I see one cut, you could see that they dramatically frame the cut and the shape according to the type of hair and what you're looking for to create. Today they slather here much more. It's almost like they take the body out instead of building in.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is how I think that these folks, it would serve us well in these days and in these times if we can kind of hearken back to some of the amazing, work of Fred Nardi and of the Nardi Salon. We need it so very much, and these are amazing memories that I'll be working with you as well, Mr. Nardi, to capture some of this, not just for our amazing listeners and fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but also for some readers and things. We're going to be working on some projects. We're going to continue the amazing legacy of Mr.
Yes,
Fred Nardi.
Yes, when you do the next show's
big expo.
You let me know. I'll come and see you.
I will do that. And you guys heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Fred Nardi is going to come to the next Hair Nation Expo in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And for you guys out there, you know my website is hairnationexpo.biz. Now, if you'd like to connect with Mr. Nardi, you can do so if you've downloaded our Salon TV Network app. There is a place right there, one of the icons, where it says ask a guest or connect with us or ask a question. You'll be able to connect with Mr. Nardi, and we'll be happy to put you in touch with him. With regards to the Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream, you'll be able to get that right here through our app, our Salon TV Network app store, as well as our hairradio.com store, which is available immediately. So we're very excited. Again, Nardi Royal Nourishing Cream. Mr. Nardi, anything you want to leave with us today? Any last thoughts or hope for changes or anything at all you want to say? I mean, you are you have such a huge career, a big, big career of your own.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell everybody today before we say goodbye?
Well, I just wanted to say, first of all, to all our clients all over, that we thank you for the beautiful years you gave us. And I still have that same feeling then that I do still my work today. And my clients, they tell me nothing has changed with me. I'm still the same person as I always was, very low-key. And very easy to talk to because I'm not a great spokesperson, but I do better work with my scissors.
Well, listen, I'm going to absolutely sanction what an amazing, amazing talent. And we so appreciate the time that you've taken with us today on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You got it, Mr. Nardi. Okay, folks. We have got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go, so stay with us, everybody. Stay with us.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now we have standing by a very special guest who's been with us many times. Well, she was an official announcer right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead, hold it, Hairhead Heart. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, did I get number it right? 550. Oh my goodness. Carrie, what do you don't do? I love it. Congratulations on number 550.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Now I just want to remind everybody, because you are so instrumental out there, your radio show, talk show host in your own right, as well as just doing so many wonderful things. You're a hairstylist. You've been in the hair business many years. You have hair, the three H's, hair, head, heart. Can you tell us real quickly?
Hair, heart, top down.
Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind, real quickly, for all of our listeners.
Sure. Hair, head, and heart, like I said, top down. The things that I am probably most connected to and passionate about, I think everything relates to all of those three, whether it's safety or health or, you know, career. All of those three things, I tie them together, and that's the name of my little business.
Well, I am so excited because just the fact that you have helped us to get to the 550 shows of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just want to shout out to you, Mary. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, this is a great place to learn, and so I appreciate you in spades.
Well, listen, back at you. All right. Thank you, Mary. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
This is Crystal Jones-Bond, and we are celebrating the Year of the Woman on the Hair Radio Show.
It just seems like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember?
know I've never met you before. Do you remember back in the spring? Every moment
Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson, and from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hi, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Friday morning. It's April 23rd of 2021. I'm so happy to be with you guys. And let me just bring back to the line, out of Georgia, we have Miss Terry, who's joining us, and Harlem Will from right here along in Manhattan. I should say you're in Manhattan.
Good morning.
I'm over in
Good morning.
Brooklyn. Good morning, guys. Good morning. Welcome again to the last hour of the show. So, and for this week, it's been a great week for me.
How about you guys? Was there anything remarkable this week for you? Anything that's most memorable that the radio show was part of, or anything that you can tie into that kind of stuck out for you for the week? Miss Terry, what about anything at all jumps out this week?
I think it was a great week with the verdict of the trial of George Floyd.
Mm.
I think that makes it a really, really great and memorable week. So that would be the one thing that sticks out this week in history for me.
Well, don't forget, folks, the live talk that we did about the verdict is what, I want to remind you guys, you can listen to the shows. So remember that you can go back and listen to our archive shows, which are at blogtalkradio.com/herradio. And you'll be able to hear some of that amazing content that Ms. Terry's talking about that we did right here on our broadcast. What about you, Harlem Will Power, from right here in Harlem? Harlem, which is a part of Manhattan, which is a part of New York City. So it's one of the boroughs that incorporates New York for you guys who are out of the area. I'm always trying to remind everybody and educate everybody about that, Will. Do you find yourself doing the same thing about New York for folks who are not in the area?
I'm usually, when I tell people about Harlem, it always has its own reputation. And one of the things, I remember when I was in college, every time I told somebody I was from Harlem, they expected me to rap. And I was feeling some type of way about that.
Wow. Well, can you rap? You know how to rap, Harlem Will? Are we getting a Fan Day Friday treat? Is this Harlem Will's debut as a rap artist? Really?
I definitely know how to rap a gift.
Well, you're steps ahead of me because I cannot rap a gift and I can't rap the other way either.
Oh,
so
come
you got
on,
it going
come
on. There you go. I don't know about
I got to defend Kerry. I got to defend Kerry Hines here, Ms. T, because it took me a while to get the rapping down myself. Oh, my goodness. You should have saw how I used to ball up a package and just put some tape around and put a bow on it. Hey, that's a gift. All right?
We're going to work on that, guys. We're going to work on that.
Well, listen, I am so very grateful. Yeah. This has just been awesome. It's a great Friday morning here on the show. I want to remind everybody something that we have not had a chance to really talk about much lately, and that is the Hair Radio Awards. I want to remind, or maybe I don't even think we've really announced it on the show so much, and I think we should use this as an opportunity to talk a little bit about what the Hair Radio Awards, what it's all about. And I'm happy to kind of, remind everybody, or if this is the first time that you're hearing about it, I think you'll have a good understanding. The Hair Radio Awards is something that I started a few years back right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And what it really is recognizing, I found that I wanted to recognize people in our industry, the hair and beauty industry, but I didn't just want to willy-nilly throw out awards and certificates and things like that to people who had never even had any kind of organic connection with hair radio. And so I said, well, why don't we recognize the people who've made an impact with our listeners? And let's recognize that through a committee and through nominations and through, selecting the winner between the committee and I think that's it. To me, it really should be committee decision. And so when I sat back and said, well, who are we going to get to be on the committee? And obviously, we already have a wonderful committee. We have the Hair Radio Association. And our Hair Radio Association already has 860 members. So when you see me posting, of course I have thousands of friends on Facebook. I mean, I'm at the limit. I always just go back to keep it open. And so,
is there a limit?
But
Yeah, 5,000 per person. You said it.
Oh.
I love that, Miss Terry. Yeah. There's a limit. It only gets you. I long ago hit 5,000.
Wow.
You know,
I didn't know they had a limit on it.
Yeah. Every time I post, I have thousands of people. Every single time I post, we're reaching thousands of people. And that's just Facebook, but also I'm on Twitter and Instagram. My Instagram and Twitter is not quite so high, but we still have thousands. I've got thousands of people who are there. And not just that, I'm on so many other platforms. So many. I'm on 10 different platforms.
Right.
So you can Google Carrie Hines. Yeah, this is not some little tiny mom-pod type operation. We're on a beginner's network. We are. Blog Talk Radio is wonderful. And we love them. But it's a beginner's network, and I didn't expect to come here and stay for so long. So that's why I know everybody at Blog Talk, but I have. I've stayed, and I've loved it, and they've treated me very well, and I enjoy being on their network. But a lot of this, we've got tons of friends through social media. So and some of this, when we do some of our wonderful master class talk, you'll hear me talk about some of the ways that you can also build up your social media presence. And again, like we were kind of talking off air, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of time. All these things, every single thing takes time. Everything. So even the social media, I started with 35 people, and they were all family. Literally, when I came back to do the radio morning show in 2013. And I remember I had 35 people in my social media, and that was it. And it was painstaking. I would look at, other hair friends because I've been in the hair business for decades before that, all around doing all this stuff for 25 years altogether. So I would look at other people who are superstars in the hair business, and they had all these thousands of people, and I said, oh, gosh, I got 35. Nobody remembers me from way back when and all my success and this and that. and at first, that's how I felt. I felt like I was an old relic being dug up out the ground, and the world had moved on. And it took me a while. I had to reestablish myself. I had to, really put the time in and recommit. I mean, I always loved the hair and beauty industry. I've always been an advocate for the hair people, as I had mentioned before. That's never going to change. But it took a lot. It took a lot to get to this point. And you just build one person at a time, one step at a time. What you guys don't hear and see when we go off the air at 9 o'clock, I'm on talking to our fans of the show. When I see that you like my posts on Facebook and on Twitter and all these things, but you particularly, I see you commenting all the time on Facebook, and I don't know you from, a can of paint or whatever they say personally, but you know everything about what I'm doing. Like, I know people. They know who I am just from reading my posts. You get a real good snapshot of who I am and what I believe in. I mean, it's not a secret. So when I see that, like the gentleman I just happened to, I'm speaking to one of the fans of the show. He loves us so much. I've never talked to him. Don't know him at all, but I send you a message, and I engage you. And that engagement is to say, hey, thank you. I see that you like what we're doing, and, are you a hairstylist? Are you into, makeup, personal care services, any of that kind of stuff, which leads itself into how can we further assist you, and what makes you like us so much? Or are there things that you tried, you listened to the show, but you weren't a fan? What can we do to, to change that? And so my whole world is consumed with improving what we're doing, making sure that you, our listeners, really benefit from the time that we spend. I'm not getting up early, and I know you guys are not just getting up early, to keep me company. We want to make sure that, you're getting something, you're getting informed and entertained along the way. And that's, and I'm sure that Harlem Will feels the same way, and Miss Terry. And this is a group effort, and I'm grateful just even this week. First, before I tell you why I think this was an extraordinary week, Harlem Will, we didn't come to you. Was there anything this week that really jumped out at you? What was that?
I was going to say, yeah, you talked about my gift wrap and then moved on from what I wanted to say about that. I'm like, all right.
but you know what? Let me tell you how years of experience in this game has taught me. I usually can do a bookmark, and I can come right back to where we should have been or where we should be, and I'm just used to it. But on top of that, I have my, you know, I tell secrets behind what we're doing. I have my little notebook and paper right here. So if there's a comment that, like, say you're talking about something, I try to write it down, and then I'll come back to it after, you know, at the appropriate time. Or if we go to commercial, you know, and I got to remember to come back to a question or a teaser point. These are little things. You have to make the extra effort. There is no secret this or, you know, or just – you have to put the effort in. Once I resign myself to doing the extra effort, you know, I don't like it all the time getting up early and working like I'm so tired. I could almost fall off the chair at night. But you keep on going because it's going to make a difference. When we get back on the radio or the next show, I can hear the difference in the broadcast, things like that. So I'm sorry. Well, I kind of have taken you guys off. So here, you've got the floor. Harlem Will. Let me just say Harlem Will has the floor.
There we go. All right. Well, basically, I'm only going to have the floor for a minute anyway. The highlights for this week for me, I was going to say highlights, pluralized, but it was definitely the verdict, the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd's verdict, because it would basically put the cap on this long protest and agonizing protest and call for justice, not just for all Black Americans, but particularly for this case because of what it sparked.
Right.
And you know, it just made people think about, you know, what changes that need to be made. And if anything, it was just another short reminder. It was just another reminder for people to value each other. You know, we're not here for a very long time. So let's appreciate each other while we have them here.
Wow. I totally agree. Well, and that's really nice. And you both have mentioned that George, all the coverage about George Floyd, but the Derek Chauvin trial. For me this week, all of that jumped out, but I think the biggest thing for me was trying to coordinate my sojourn, my quick trip down to Atlantic City, New Jersey, to set up everything for the Road to Healthy Hair workshop. And what's going to be different about this upcoming live event versus our live events that we've done pre-COVID? So in this new world, this will be our first live and in-person show down in Atlantic City at the Showboat Hotel, August 21st through the 23rd. But it'll be the first time that we've actually had a chance after the COVID to get together. So we've taken, and we are taking, a whole bunch of precautionary steps. First of all, the biggest is that the show will be outside. We have over 10,000 square feet to use. And so we'll be able to spread on out. And we'll also be able to have tents. It's the summer, so we've got the summer sun. So we're going to have to be under tents out there down at the beach. And we're literally, before we've been mostly inside, but now we're going to be 98% outside. And then inside, there might be a workshop room where we will be able to have certain individuals, a handful of individuals doing certain workshops to learn about the industry, or if you are a general consumer, you'll be able to learn about better hair care and things like that. So that's really going to be the crux of it. I'm looking at performances, live performances. We have individuals who want to perform live. I'm going to take another look at that because this is really we may have to move some of those performances into our 2022 calendar, which is going to be much more expansive, obviously. So that's kind of it. Real interesting stuff. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful, wonderful week. And I've enjoyed every moment I've had with you guys. And a lot of you have commented about the beautiful pictures that I put up about down at the Showboat Hotel. It is gorgeous. Let me just say that. It's a beautiful, they've got the, not just a beautiful location, but they've also got this big theme park, some kind of water rides and things like that that is scheduled to open up. I'm going to put the cat out the bag. I don't know if he wants me to make this public or not, but in September they're looking at it. So it should be open by then. So it might open a little earlier while we're there in August, the end of August. So we'll see and keep our fingers crossed about that. And for me, I'm just loving it. I absolutely can't say enough. The airlines, Delta Airlines, Travel Delta, of course, they're an industry leader. We love them. They are getting our folks into the show with discounted rates. So there's a special phone number that you need to call. It's on our website at hairnationexpo.biz. Again, that's www.hairnationexpo.biz. I'm still from New York. Longer, you know, sense anymore. Yeah, folks.
Hello, Kerry.
So as well, and all that wonderful good stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys are able to come out and support Will. I know you'll be there, Harlem Will. You'll be New Jersey Will for that day, Atlantic City Will.
I'm going to be Jersey Will. I've never been to Atlantic City. Let me just put that out there.
Oh, no. Hold it. Let me. We are taking back your New York card on that one.
Oh, wow.
I'm blown away.
That's New Jersey. I'm all New York. That's Jersey. I've never been to Jersey. I never had a real reason. I dated a girl in Jersey. But other than that, I never had a real reason to go to Jersey. So
wow. You know
what? They told me about it. I was like, okay.
I am speechless, but I will tell you this. See, I love it. I'll tell you. Hold on. What was that about Coney Island?
I said I would just go to Coney Island. When everybody said Atlantic City, I would just say, okay, but I like Coney Island. So I would just go out
to
the places out there.
Yes. Well, thumbs up for Coney Island. I live literally about 5 or 6 minutes in a car from Coney Island and about 4 or 5 train stops away from Coney Island. So I can go to Coney Island every morning. But I want to say this to you guys. It's really nice. I mean, I have a beach right here I can go to every day. That's the truth. So this is a wonderful place. I love living here. I'm just so blessed on that level. I want to say this, though, Will. I know what you mean. See, I'm from the Northeast. I was born in Philadelphia. I lived in northern New Jersey, Whitney Houston area. So I'm used to all of that. I totally understand because, growing up in Philly and then New Jersey, we didn't come to New York. There's so many people who don't just go right across the water. We're only literally 5 minutes away. Of New York from northern New Jersey. And growing up there, I didn't come to New York. I didn't know about New York until much later in life. And that really is kind of evident of a lot of people in northern New Jersey. They don't come over to New York or not very often. And it's so easy, but they don't do it. And vice versa. And I think you've just proved that this morning. Harlem Will.
Sure.
What we do, we're going to, and and guess what? Northern New Jersey is different than southern New Jersey. So down where our show is, we're outside of Philadelphia. We're close to Philadelphia. For Atlantic City is right outside of Philadelphia. So it's not up in this neck of the woods. It's about 2.5 hours from New York on a bus. And it's beautiful along the boardwalk. Now, in the city itself, you have some urban challenges. But I love the people. I love going down there. And I just walk around. I mean, it's just, I love it. And I'm very pleased. And I want to do more for the people in Atlantic City as well. I think we should always, but this is a way to support the Atlantic City folks by having our shows there. We're pumping money into the economy there. And so I'll probably get some of the political folks to come out and speak at our events as well. So lots of good things. We've got more to come on all this kind of stuff. So we're going to take a little music break and we'll be back. We got a lot to still go this morning right here. We've been kind of kicking it, you know, with our Michael Jackson this morning. So we've been doing a whole bunch of Michael Jackson songs. And this is one of my favorites by Michael. It's Will You Be There? We will be here right after this song. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everyone thinking you're gonna be, think that you got a role for me. there in my trust and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations, in my violence, in my turbulence, through my fear and my confession, in my anguish and my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow, I'll never let you part.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, my target audience is going to be 50 plus. I am a woman of 50 plus, and I want to be able to have a platform for women 50 plus to be able to feel that they can recreate themselves. It's like almost a rediscovery. And a lot of times, too often, I hear women 50 plus say, I just want to retire, I'm tired, it's over for me, and I want to change that type of mindset to, and not really change the mindset, but just add to that by letting them know there's so many things they still can do at 50 plus, and all it takes is just having a platform of women coming together and sharing different perspectives, and I think that that is going to open the door for women 50 plus to know that there's so much more to us.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live, and you are listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's been just a wonderful Friday morning. You know, real happy to bring back to the line Miss Terry and Harlem Will. Again, good morning. Happy Friday morning.
Good morning.
It's
hour
number
Happy 552. Friday to you.
Yes, yes, it is. Friday, April 23rd, 2021. I just want to say, you know, a lot of times, and we try to share a lot of behind-the-scenes type information as well, let you know how the show comes together. And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge Purple Barbie. Purple Barbie is the wonderful lady whose voice you hear, who each day gives us this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful greeting. She has an extraordinary voice. This is Purple Barbie.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. So, and I just love Purple Barbie has been one of our announcers. She also used to come on the show when we just came back on the air. And she used to do a 60-second workout. She used to literally lead a workout routine. I'm going to see if I can dig some of those up. It was so much fun. And you would literally, on the air, get up every day, and Purple Barbie would lead you with this workout. Now, she in her own right has written books. She's a wonderful speaker, and she has a golden throat, I call her. She's an amazing talker and supporter. And someone, again, who connected with us through social media. Well, hold on. I hope that came out the right way. you know, I just want to remind everybody, a lot of folks behind the scenes have been doing amazing things. And so I just, I'm real, real excited. And not only is she really great on the Hair Radio Morning Show, but she also, she comes out to our Hair Nation Expo Live events in Atlantic City. Now, she's down in the South. She's down like in South Carolina area. So we're going to get her on live because it's been a long time since she's been with us on the air to talk and, you know, as herself. And so she's got some really nice things she said about the show turning 550. So I can't wait. Next week I'll get it on. I got to find it, but it's really great. She has some beautiful things to say about the program. So I'm connecting with her. So that's to come. So that's Purple. That's her name, Purple Barbie. You guys, so for those of you who, a lot of the old-timers on the show,
They remember Purple Barbie because she, you know, and you guys hear her every morning. It's time to rise and shine. She does all of our commercials, a whole bunch of our commercials, I should say, as well. That's her doing Stimulating Roots. She also does our commercial for FixYourFeet.com. So just so that you know who some of the people behind the scenes. Mary Reed Johnson used to be an announcer on the show also, and she was also fantastic and sending us to break and all that wonderful good stuff. So, you know, these are people who help to pull it together. And I think it's fantastic. What do you guys think about that? I mean, isn't it kind of nice to know a little bit more about some of these folks, Miss Terry?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love it. I mean, I've learned, you know, being in the hair industry almost close to, I won't say how long I've been in because I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. It's been some decades.
Being in the hair industry. Being in the hair industry as long as I have, working along beside you, Carrie, you know, I've learned so much more. Like, it's almost like a... it's almost like a hidden side of the hair industry. And I'm like, I've been in the hair industry for what, 30, long time. And just linking up with Carrie, I've learned so much more. And it's just like, I was just like, oh, wow. Like, it's so many things. Cause you kind of think, you know, I'm not going to say I kind of thought I knew everything, but I just wasn't aware that there was so much more, you know,
yes,
to the hair
yes.
industry. And this has just really opened my eyes to a new side of the hair industry. So
yes,
I'm
thank
just,
you.
Like
and
I said, I'm
a
happy to
point.
Be here and happy to be, you know, being exposed to just a totally different side of the hair industry. Honestly, I didn't even know that, excuse me, that the hair radio show even existed. And then once I kind of linked up with Carrie and I was looking and I saw a few of my friends and I was like, wow, they knew about this. And I didn't have a clue. So the hair industry is a lot bigger than what people, you know, probably think it is. And just, I'm just glad I was able to figure that out. With
awesome.
The help of Carrie Hines,
and I
of course.
Appreciate that. That's very kind and nice words, and thank you for that. It's a pleasure to have you with us, Miss Terry. And like you said, I learned stuff as well. I've been around the biz, around the block a few times. One of the things that shocked me was the lady who is a hairstylist, and I'm not just talking about the folks who care for the deceased or whatever at the funeral homes, but that she was doing her going home type services where the person, the deceased person would be sitting at like a baseball, you know, at the house or sitting up at the table and all this
yeah.
stuff as opposed to a traditional funeral. I still got to get her interview. You guys have to remind me next week because she was
wow.
a part of that whole story in Indianapolis where there was the runaway horses with the body on
oh.
them. It's something you'll never forget. But
yeah,
you got to remind
that.
Me. I'll get it on. That is a story and a half that still, it still would shock just about anybody. So we'll get that on again for you guys. Plus, speaking of which, we're going to do another round with the Gorilla Glue Doctor. So that'll be coming up as well. So lots of stuff that we'll check in on that story as well. Well, Harlem Will, what about you? What's, you know, some of the wonderful things that you'd like to see happen or, you know, how has the joining the Hair Radio Morning Show team, what does it mean to you?
Oh, well, listen, it means a lot as far as exposure and awareness and being informed about the hair business, the hair business side of the hair world that I wasn't aware of. You know, the only thing I've ever really been educated on with hair was through Good Hair by Chris Rock, the movie that came out, which is what opened my eyes to what was going on. And, you know, that's what made me go, okay, there is a different side. There's something going on here. This is big, but then there's also a lot of important things that comes out of it. So being part of this hair radio show, and not to mention, I did a quick search in YouTube for trending hairstyles, you know, because one of the things I love particularly about the NBA is seeing all the young guys come in and they're rocking their curls, they're rocking their kinky curls.
When I'm watching the NBA, I'm looking at the hairstyles. I'm watching this because I love, you know, I have a lot. You guys don't know this, but I have a pile of hair on my head. So, and I'm looking for some, well, because I think some of the recent pictures I put up have my shorter cut. So, you know, or waves or whatever I think I was doing at the time. But now I have a huge afro, so I look like one of the Jacksons. And I can't wait to, so I'm looking at what style. So I look to the NBA guys. I look to see what they're doing. I'm thinking I might go blue. For my when we do our show down at the shore. Oh yeah. Oh,
really?
Listen, you don't know. I'm in the hair business for a reason.
But you know, right now I'm actually looking like one of the Jacksons myself. So.
Hey now.
No. The Jacksons are amazing, but. I'm kind of rocking a small afro myself, so like since I've been in quarantine, I haven't really been cutting my hair. I usually keep it pretty short, but at one point I just stopped cutting it, and so I kind of got a little Michael Jackson afro myself. So
yeah, we used to call them the TWAs for the real old timers. The TWAs, the teeny weeny afros.
Teeny weeny afros.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, and speaking of which, Will, I'm going to say right here on the air, send me that face shot on that as soon as you can, because I really want to, I'll be working on some amazing banners over the weekend. For you listeners out there, you'll be able to go to my Facebook page under Carrie Hines, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have an actual business page. Which is the Hair Radio Morning Show. And I'll put some new banners there that let you know our new morning team. So that's why we want those face shots, Mr. Will, because those, if what happens. Yeah. Yeah, I got
it. I'm guessing you got to take a picture. But, yeah, I was looking for a face shot and just couldn't figure out.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to look on your Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. So what it does, and then, Ms. Terry, so we all have pictures and things that our fans, they can look, kind of look and see, and we'll kind of, it'll have a, there's an automatic theme that goes with all that stuff and graphics and stuff. So that's it. So we're going to have fun. You guys will see all these things. We're working on a lot of stuff behind the scenes, as we're telling you right now. So I'm really excited about it.
And really quick, Carrie, I wanted to finish.
Yes.
I wanted to cap off my appreciation for the hair.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I think we just talked right over you. I apologize about
that.
Take it away, Harlem Will.
That's all right. I'm going to put a cap on it like this. What made me really appreciate it is because, like I said, I would look at those the hairstyles in the NBA, see guys embracing their styles, and something made me go, you know what? What's going to be a new trend for us coming up in the new year, this year, 2020? So I happened to do a quick search on YouTube, not even Google, just went a quick search on YouTube, and I couldn't help but notice pages of white people who don't have my hairstyles at all. And you had to go all the way down, keep scrolling. And then it got to braids for black women. And then you keep scrolling. Then you get a couple more videos for hairstyles for black women. And then I found one page for hairstyles for black men. And it just said haircuts. And it just made me go. And then after that, everything else was about white people and their hairstyles again. You know, no hating, but it's just like, wow. There really is not an appreciation for our hairstyle out there. I don't see too many channels out there that has an appreciation or, you know, comments and lends the exposure towards black people's hairstyles. And that's what made me go, I really appreciate being part of this hair radio show because this is very unique. This man carved out
exactly.
A niche. Right? He really trailblazed right here for something that was not just a talking point. This is necessary. This is absolutely necessary. So, again, I find
1,000%
myself appreciating being part of the show all the time.
Thank you. Hair, beauty, and community. That's it. And that's what we live by. And, you know, and I try to tell people, because I talk to a lot of people, this is not just like, you know, I just talk like this
and just, you know, and then I don't give a hoot or I'm doing other things or this is not important. You guys, this is the way I live my life every day. I literally live the Hair Radio morning show all day long. You just get a slice of it in the morning till 9. But I literally, this is everything I do is what we do. This is my real life, and that's why it's organic, and that's why I think it's getting the response that it's getting, and we're connecting with so many amazing people. We're on live. I don't have to do live every day. I could phone it in and throw reruns on and half care and half talk and just be half this and half that. You know, but that's not who I am. I want this show to be the best for, I think you deserve it. I think our people deserve it. And I think for the points you just brought up, well, that's exactly the way I feel. I think that we need to focus a lot. I love my white counterparts and all the other folks out there who they look at hair in a little bit more of a cosmetic level, and that's great and dandy, and we support them. For our community, our hair is our connection to our lineage and our history. So this is why it's so critical to tell it through our lens, and that's what this program is all about. On that note, we're going to start our outro. Next week, we're back. We're back. Monday, it's a repeat broadcast. Let me just tell you right now, Monday will be a repeat show. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be live on the air. Tuesday, we have a live guest. I'm going to try to do several live guests in the 8 o'clock hour all next week. We're bringing back some of your favorite guests who've been on the program. Plus, we're going to have some more celebrities. I've got one I've been working on. We're going to see if I can get that underway for you guys next week. So thank you, guys. Will, outstanding job this week. Harlem Will, you're doing a great job. Your show comes on. When can folks find your show, and what? And can you give us a real quick plug for your show?
We usually go live. We go live on Saturdays at 4 o'clock on Facebook, 4 p.m. on Facebook. It's called Kicking It with CeCe and Will. And I'm going to be starting a new podcast called The Blunt Talk, The Blunt Podcast, excuse me.
Yeah, I know.
It's a play on words, but it is a blunt podcast. So literally and figuratively, yes, you're going to hear some straight talk.
All right. I can't wait. Can I come on there?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
I'll give you guys more details on that, but the show is coming.
All right. And Ms. Terry, any shout out, last minute shout out for the show, and I'll turn it over to our outro.
No, I just really enjoyed the show with you guys today, and just thank our fans and audience for tuning in and listening to us every day, all across the world. Just great day.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Great job, guys. All right, we'll see you back here next week. Make it an awesome weekend. And here we go. Here's our outro. Bye now. All right, thank you, guys.
It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care,